Happy, happy weekend. This is it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:06, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bag it hard. A little bit of snare in there. Some bass. Some tom-toms. Make it happen, baby. All right. Good morning and welcome. Yes, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The whole team here in the house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, team's here. Team's together.
What is that evil orange man Donald Trump up to? That authoritarian. What is he doing now? Oh, my gosh. He is pushing people to keep foreigners, non-citizens, off of voter rolls. How dare he?
Wow, what country would want to do that?
That is that crazy?
Except most countries of the world.
Oh, yeah. That want to have, I don't know, fair elections that have a level of integrity?
Yeah, pretty much.
It could be. Okay. All right. But still, it must be bad because the Democrats don't like it.
Right.
President Donald Trump's United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, is reforming the agency's systematic alien verification for entitlements, the SAVE program, to more efficiently keep foreign nationals, including illegal aliens, off of state voter rolls. On Thursday, officials announced reforms to the nation's SAVE program so that state election officials can enter Social Security numbers to verify a voter's registrant's American citizenship and thus eligibility to vote. Department of Government Efficiency officials said in April they had discovered thousands of foreign nationals on only a handful of state voter rolls and suggested the issue could be more widespread. The reforms will also allow state and local election officials to submit several American citizenship verification cases at once rather than one at a time. Evil Trump going out of his way to make sure that elections are fair.
That's just so
wrong.
Oh,
my gosh.
So wrong. Yeah.
What else is he doing? Oh, my gosh. 60 illegal aliens convicted for illegally entering Trump's national defense area in Texas. U.S. federal prosecutors successfully convicted 60 illegal aliens in Texas after they pleaded guilty to the newly applied charges. The convictions and sentences were handed down after a setback in the effort to prosecute illegal aliens for trespassing into a newly created national defense area in New Mexico earlier this month. According to the United States Attorney for the Western District of Texas, the 60 criminal cases date from May 19th. And There was a magistrate that dismissed 100 federal criminal cases involving trespassing charges against nearly 100 illegal aliens arrested for crossing into the newly designated National Defense Area in New Mexico. And according to a press release issued Tuesday, the Trump administration appears to have fared much better in neighboring Texas after the latest round of criminal cases brought forth by the United States Attorney's Office. So, here you've got people trespassing in the United States. They're not citizens. They entered the National Defense Area in Texas. I guess that is supposed to act as some kind of a buffer, if you will.
Wow.
And were they there illegally? Yes. Did they enter there illegally? Yes. Are they going to be sent back home? Yes. But somehow that's bad. That's evil.
I don't like it.
That is like kicking out somebody who's camping in your backyard. Why, you cold, heartless person.
Seems the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to consider, you know, the health and safety of, your family.
Right.
Yeah, so
priorities,
in close proximity, if you have people who are on your property without your permission, you have to be concerned about what else they may be capable of. Maybe they'll only steal your golf clubs and sell them for $50. You know, you could live without that.
Oh, yeah.
But if they, harm one of your family members, why, that's a price that most of us are not willing to pay. A penny saved is a penny earned. Remember, you'd pick up a penny?
Oh, yeah.
It would bring you luck?
Well, and does it matter if it's heads or tails when you pick it up?
Really? If it's tails, it's bad luck?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought there was a thing with that,
too. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Penny for your thoughts. Nope, now it'll cost you a nickel. Treasury Department, they're going to stop making pennies after they've been in production for, oh, I don't know, centuries. But it costs too much. Pennies are stupid. Okay, can I just be honest?
I think
pennies
you are.
Pennies have always been stupid.
Why is that?
Because they have approximately no value. What can you buy for... Look, when pennies were circulated, my mom could buy pretzels at the pretzel factory in Philadelphia.
Yes.
She could buy them two pretzels.
Yes.
For a penny.
Wow.
And she would sell them for a penny a piece, doubling her money.
Woof. Man, that's why you're a wealthy family.
That's it.
That's it.
That was the secret to our success. Peddling pretzels throughout the neighborhood.
Yeah, doubling those prices.
But you could actually buy something for a penny. Heck, when we were coming up, there were still some candies I think you get for a penny apiece.
Right.
Lasted for a little while.
But without pennies, there's a problem.
How's that?
You can't sell something for $7.99.
Well, sure you can.
No.
Well, first
no,
of all,
can't.
Nobody sells anything for $7.99.
Well, okay.
Because then you add the tax.
Well, yeah. But is it going to be exactly
five
or the 10?
It is now. Well, it will be. In other words, look, they're going to run out middle of next year, maybe early next year. They're going to run out.
I mean, they'll still be out there.
But as circulation begins to dry up, businesses will have to, and they'll probably have to put up a little sign, because of a shortage of pennies, we will, you know, from now on, round up or round down. Okay? And we have to live with it. The Treasury Department made its final order of blank pennies this month, so it'll stop putting 1 cent coins into circulation. What? This is a money saver. It costs much more money to make a penny than the penny is actually worth. So, again, that doesn't pass the logic test. The problem is we're going to need more nickels, and they're also expensive to produce.
That's not a good thing.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Royce, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were talking about pennies, and I went to the hardware store the other day, and I was going to buy some washers, and they were 4 or 5 cents a piece, same size as a penny. So I went to the bank, bought a roll of pennies, drilled a hole in them. Now I have 20, 30 pennies for a penny a piece. Just thought I'd pass that along.
Wow.
Hmm.
That is, I mean, really, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, that's going to cause them to go out of circulation faster.
Mm.
But, yeah, when you think about anything that's stamped out,
right,
you're paying like, I don't know, what's the cheapest you can get a washer for now?
Sure.
22 cents, maybe?
Right.
But you get a penny? You're not supposed to deface the money, though. Can't you get in trouble for that?
Legally, that's technically true.
They're only going to come after you if there's a Democrat in the White House and you're a Republican. Right now, you're safe.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be interesting, though. I mean, you know, penny, you know, candy machines. Although most of them are a nickel or a quarter now. You see bubble gum for, you know,
where's a nickel?
Machine.
What's a nickel?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
No. Man, you're out of circulation yourself, speaking of. That's nothing for a nickel, even. Nothing.
Yeah, the little gumball.
I don't know. Do now, you know where there's a machine that's 5 cents? I believe you if you say yes.
I have, actually. But most of them have gone to a quarter because you get multiple pieces or they're the big ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
The value of a penny is...
Oh, I know.
But you think about it.
Oh,
you think about there actually used to be plenty of transactions you could make for a penny or two.
Yeah.
Huh. That thing called inflation, I guess.
It's gone up a little bit.
Now, remember that moving forward when you're going to get your big fat Social Security check. It's going to look real fat for about 6 months.
Right. Look at it now.
Then it's going to lose weight like it's on Ozempic after that. Okay. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is The Weeknd. I love it. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. DeVideo.
Wow. We've gone from de plane.
Yeah, what else did I say?
It was de boat.
De boat, yeah, I got that in boat, there.
And now we're into DeVideo?
DeVideo!
Okay.
We'll show it all.
Okay.
Good morning and welcome. It's 820 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan can be seen on surveillance footage from inside a Wisconsin courthouse, purportedly showing her helping an illegal alien wanted by ICE and helping that illegal evade arrest. In April, the FBI arrested Dugan for allegedly helping 30-year-old illegal alien Eduardo Flores Ruiz of Mexico evade arrest by purposefully misdirecting agents. Ooh, that can be irritating.
Yeah.
Ruiz has a violent criminal record, including charges for strangulation and suffocation, battery, domestic abuse, and twice illegally crossed the United States-Mexico border, according to DHS. So it's not like she's just protecting this young person who may have made a slight error in judgment or doesn't know how to read a compass.
Right.
This is a 30-year-old who has been engaged in heinous activities. Earlier this month, Dugan was indicted by a grand jury and subsequently pleaded not guilty. Oh, DeVideo says otherwise. So good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Judge Doogie Dugan. All right.
These judges, man. No one's above the law. Yeah, right.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York.
Yeah.
New York. Remember she was going to go to the UN, be an ambassador?
Yes, right.
Trump's like, whoa, hold your horses, lady. We need you in Congress.
Well, there she is.
And wasn't he right?
Yes.
215 to 214, passing of the big, beautiful bill was that close.
He needed
to make sure he had someone in there he could trust.
That was good. Good move.
So good job. Well, apparently, Congresswoman Stefanik is neck and neck in a hypothetical race against Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul for governor.
Really?
A new poll.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh.
Could they turn the tide in New York State? That would be huge.
That'd be amazing.
Stefanik, close ally, of course, of Trump, would be the strongest contender to unseat Hochul amongst other potential Republican candidates. This is a recent poll, coefficient survey obtained by the New York Post. The independent poll revealed that Hochul was up for election next year, would have 43% of the vote, while Stefanik is just a hair behind with 42%, with about 15% of New Yorkers undecided. Really? I still want to vote for a Democrat. Stefanik, who became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress in 2014 at the age of 30, also handily won a hypothetical Republican primary matchup against fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who respectively received just 9 and 8% compared to the Congresswoman's 56% of the vote. Wow, it's a survey from 1200, et cetera, et cetera. But this shows the vulnerability of Governor Hochul, which is good and somewhat expected, I would think. But it also shows you that she's really only vulnerable to the right candidate.
Right.
Stefanik being the one. So I hope she does challenge her and I hope she wins.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, indeed. Then there's a congresswoman who may have no business being in Congress. Hold it. I know you could rattle off a litany here.
Got a list here.
Of squadians.
Yes.
Of squadinonians.
Uh-huh. They're squatters, all right.
It was Congresswoman Nancy, I'll spray your face with mace, going hard after Congresswoman Daryl LaMonica McIver.
Oh, her. Yeah.
You see how I did that?
I did.
Old football NFL quarterback.
You just put
Daryl LaMonica.
You just put it all together.
Nancy, spray your face with mace.
Yes. It's Friday, friends.
You got to keep it interesting. It's I'm Friday. Sorry.
And you got to follow along and pay attention.
Yes, you do. Now, this Daryl LaMonica McIver.
Yes.
She is the woman, and I'd make the football reference because if you saw her in a recent video at an ICE detention center, she looks like she played in the NFL. Yeah, more of a linebacker, middle linebacker than a quarterback, but still.
Oh, but Bob, she said it was the officers, you know, using their elbows and pushing and shoving. And
Your Honor?
Yes?
Let's look at DeVinio. DeVinio.
It comes back.
Yeah.
You thought it was gone.
Mays filed a resolution Wednesday to expel McIver from the House of Representatives after she was involved in a chaotic confrontation at the facility in Newark. Here's what Mays said. On May 9th, McIver didn't just break the law. She attacked the very people who defend it. Attacking Homeland Security and ICE agents isn't just disgraceful, it's assault. If any other American did what she did, they'd be in handcuffs. McIver thinks being a member of Congress puts her above the law. It doesn't. She should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Wow.
I can't argue with it.
No.
These people are out of control. They're out of hand. Mm-hmm. All the violence we're seeing, it comes from the left. It's coming from the left.
Yep.
They have violent tendencies. They can't help themselves. So, yeah. I believe it. She doesn't have any business in Congress. When you're going to assault a law enforcement officer, it's just, I'm sorry.
And at the federal level, no less. I mean, seriously? You should know better.
You're blindsided in some kind of arrest or something, and you react harshly before you figure out what's going on. Oh, you may be able to defend yourself. But when you go to the location looking for trouble...
Trying to get... Everything stirred
you
up.
Shall find trouble, and then you should be, regardless of who you are, in trouble.
What you said.
What's old Senator Joni Ernst up to? Has she found some fraudulent activity amongst government employees?
What?
Say it ain't so.
Come on.
It's definitely so.
Oh.
And just to make sure you know, we will check with DeVinio. Actually, no. No video included in this one, but I will share the information with you. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It is Memorial Day weekend. Do not forget what this weekend is all about. Don't ever forget. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Like I was saying, Greg,
yep,
we are awesome.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Except
basically.
For my lack of humility, we're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It's 8:33. I hope you're in a good mood. I'm in a good mood.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Long weekend.
Hey, if you don't have a job, you're probably not in a good mood. And here, let me help you out or maybe find a better job. Career Source, Citrus, Levy, Marion. They cover all three counties. They're going to hold a Citrus County Summer Job Fair, and this is coming up Tuesday, June the 10th, for anyone eager to land a hot job in a cool career. Wow. Are they selling it or what? No, this is a great idea for the job seeker. This is going to be, like I said, Tuesday, June 10th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the College of Central Florida's Wilton Simpson Citrus Campus, which is in Lecanto. And it just happens to be on Lecanto Highway. So, how could you miss it? Remember, they cover the three counties, right? Citrus, Edlevy, and Marion. If you need more information on that, just remember, it's CareerSourceCLM.com. CareerSourceCLM. Remember, Citrus, Levy, Marion.
There you go.
I'm just here to help people.
What a helper.
Just here to help.
What a helper.
All right. Senator Joni Ernst talking about some wasteful spending on government credit cards.
Oh, what could go wrong there, Bob?
Well, now, I could see some possible waste, fraud, and abuse taking place there.
Yes.
It is the government.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's one of the reasons why they stopped issuing corporate credit cards to... all radio stations many years ago. But they've got 4.6 million active credit cards and accounts. 4.6 million? Million!
That's a lot of credit cards.
Does everybody need a government-issued credit card? I mean, wow. Everyone would like one. But yeah. Really, 4.6 million, that's a bit excessive, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's about half of the number of federal employees. So, like, every other one has a credit card.
Man,
could I do some damage.
Whew.
But I don't know. You'd have to be up for a challenge. Do you know what they're finding? How much? How much? This is in fraud. This isn't in expenses like needed, accepted, okay expenses. This is in excessive. $60 billion.
Billion.
$60 billion.
So, I mean, you got to figure somebody's going to audit these accounts at some point. What are they buying?
The old audit.
Yeah.
She added a lot of the card usage occurs during federal holidays and on days like New Year's Eve at nightclubs and bars.
Oh, no.
On Sunday afternoons. Like a big UFC fight or something pay-per-view. And wow. There are also cash withdrawals at casino ATMs.
No.
Oh. Really?
That's amazing.
Ernst further stated that about 500,000 cards have now been canceled.
That's just, I mean, the number of credit cards for one thing, 4.5 million, whatever, that's like a huge city. yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be like, yeah, everyone in a, I don't know, top 10 or, you know, in a top 10 size city, 4.6 million people. 4.6 million government credit cards. That could explain part of the $37 trillion in debt.
It could be
just
a part
in
of
part.
It. They're just trying to support the economy, Bob.
You know what? If you're feeling unhappy, just take it out on an elderly person wearing a MAGA hat. You know?
I don't recommend that.
No, I wouldn't either. But apparently people are doing it anyway.
Because on paper, we're elderly.
I'm not accepting of that. I am not accepting of that. Unless, of course, I'm beaten senseless and there, you know, is a pocket of cash that I can get to. Then I am clearly very, very elderly, barely able to move. Florida woman. Facing multiple charges stemming from her alleged attack on a 72-year-old man. What did the man do wrong to bring on the attack? Was he flashing a Rolex and acting like he was rich? That still doesn't deserve a beating. But no. He was flashing was his big, beautiful, red Make America Great Again hat. That's all he was doing.
That triggers those on the left, though.
Apparently. Laura Garrett, 33 years old. Old enough to know better. Yeah.
Beating up some 72-year-old dude? Come on.
At a park. There's a combination park and dog park. This is in Largo, you know, near St. Pete.
Yeah.
Just north of there.
By the way, we're not that elderly on paper.
No. And she I guess, hit the guy with a can, smacked him in the head or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, she admits that she approached the man.
Yeah.
Who has not been publicly identified for obvious reasons, because this chick could probably hunt him down and beat him further.
Yeah.
She wanted to ask him about President Donald Trump and why he supports him.
Because you know that when people like that want to approach someone wearing a MAGA cap, they want to do it in a peaceful way and find out what it is you're really thinking.
They're just inquisitive. Who's not? You're 33 years old. You're young. You say, look, I'm open-minded. I want to know what is it that drew you to supporting this man that, in my circles, is, you know, evil and Nazi-like.
It's the old guy.
I'll beat you, old man.
Man, that's rude.
Now Laura Garrett, 33, is facing multiple charges after she allegedly attacked an elderly Trump supporter after confronting him for wearing a MAGA hat.
I hope she enjoys some time in jail.
Yeah. She poured a can she was holding on the victim's head. Not cool.
No.
And that hit him on the back of his head and shoulder with the can.
Oh, my goodness. Have you noticed the pattern here? The percentage of these people with Trump derangement syndrome who are accosting people physically are women. Have you noticed that? It's a high percentage.
Yeah.
It really is. And that's just blows my mind.
Trump derangement syndrome triggered by hormonal imbalance.
Watch it now.
What? You think some broads are going to be offended by that, huh?
It could be.
Some of the chicks going to come out and tell me that ain't right? Is that what's going to happen?
Address those emails, cards, and letters to Bob Rose.
You made the point.
But am I right? How many times do we do these stories that it's a woman? I'm totally surprised.
Well,
maybe it does affect them more.
If you think that
they're handling it emotionally more so than maybe.
I said hormonally. Greg says emotionally. Does that make any woman happier? You know, you can't talk about these things directly with women.
Oh, no.
And don't ever say the M word or the Perry M word. Ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
Unless you are that person's physician. Other than that, pie hole zippeth.
Or you will understand
why you've
derangement at that moment.
And by the way, this woman who attacked the MAGA hat wearing elderly gentleman, she jumped a fence to get away. Police did eventually catch up with her, in which she did everything she could to keep from being arrested. So if you're so innocent and didn't harm the man, why are you putting up such a struggle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, she was booked into the Pinellas County Jail Tuesday evening, was released Wednesday night. Hopefully, lesson learned, but I have a sneaking suspicion. Maybe not.
Wow.
33 years old. I just had a question for you. Pow!
Yeah, that's rude.
It's very rude. It proves the whole point. You can't say you don't have Trump derangement syndrome and then act in a deranged manner because Trump is part of the equation. Sorry, you can't have it both ways.
You've proved the point.
The diagnosis in this case is highly accurate.
Yes. Thanks, Dr. Bob.
You got it. Kim Jong-un. He is so upset. You'd think he got a bad haircut. He was so mad.
How can you tell?
Ever tell you the time I kicked a hole in the wall? Got a bad haircut.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And how old were you?
12, maybe.
So it was that bad? It just made you mad or what?
It was too short.
Was it your wall or the barber's wall?
It was my wall. The barber was my next door neighbor.
Oh.
Who allowed his boy's hair to be longer, much longer than mine.
Okay. Was this person a barber?
Yes. He was nice enough to, you know, cut our hair in the backyard or whatever.
Right.
He's a good neighbor, good guy, good friends with his, you know, family. And,
like a good neighbor, cut all your hair.
Well, he listened to my mama instead of listening to me. But it is ironic that his sons did have, you know, long. Now, they took care of it. Their hair was nice.
But this was your mom's decision.
But they were allowed to have longer hair.
That was his decision.
Yeah.
Not your mom's.
It still didn't make me less angry.
So you kicked a hole in the wall?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I learned?
What's that?
How to patch a hole in the wall. So, see?
Wow.
Nothing risked, nothing gained.
Wow, a little drywall patch going on
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah, and I still possess that skill to this day. But fortunately, I don't create the holes in the walls, at least on purpose anyway.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But Kim Jong-un, he was mad. Not about a haircut, though. He had much bigger reasons to actually be unhappy because they were unveiling the brand new 5,000-ton naval destroyer.
Ooh.
You will pay attention to us when I rattle that saber. You in the West will listen. You will take notice.
Yeah, you and your big boat.
And then the boat just kind of, fell apart and ended up being listing on its side.
That's
really getting into the port.
Not a dramatic debut in a good way.
Yeah, the total extent of the damage was unclear. It isn't known if there were any injuries. North Korea did not release photos from the scene.
But
there might have been a satellite image or two here and there. Maybe that came from our friends in South Korea. Wow. And that indicated that the ship was lying on its side in the water after the failed launch. Oopsie.
Oh, I bet he was furious.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's getting a short haircut.
Well, the people are, you know, cooking and heating their homes with pieces of coal and electricity is scarce. You might want to focus on the people and not so much on trying to build naval ships. Clearly, that may be beyond your capabilities.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy weekend. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Never forget what the weekend is all about. Memorial Day. Those who have sacrificed their lives in service to our country. We shall never forget. There's a fundraiser going on. I like fundraisers where you can eat.
Yeah.
And it goes to a good cause.
That's a great combo.
And they knocked it out of the park. The folks at Crazy Cucumber, Horse and Hounds, and Swampies will have missing man tables on display Saturday through Monday. If you visit one of those restaurants, you can make a donation to the missing man table. All the proceeds will benefit the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. And of course, they take care of the park and do a lot of great things. And it's an educational venue, and they just do an excellent job. But you know what? These restaurants will also match all the donations received. That could very well be substantial, and that's very generous on their part. And if you get a chance, you might want to pop on by one of those places. Crazy Cucumber, Horse and Hounds, or Swampies, which is actually in Dunellen. We had a plane crash recently. It's never a good thing, pretty thing. It's a Cessna 550. It's, you know, private jet, small private jet. Crashed in San Diego in a neighborhood that is mostly all military folks. And they believe that all six passengers on board the private jet perished. And they believe it injured eight people on the ground. Based on the devastation, it could have been a lot worse in terms of loss of life. But the people on the jet are well known, especially in the music industry. Devil Wears Prada drummer, I guess he's their ex-drummer, Daniel Williams, and sound talent group agent Dave Shapiro. They were two of those, they believe, that died in the San Diego plane crash. This happened Thursday morning. The pair were among six people on board a private jet from Teterboro that crashed into a San Diego neighborhood housing military families 3:45 a.m. Thursday. The jet hit a power line in foggy weather, according to NTSB, before slamming into a house on the ground, setting it ablaze. Of course, officials are still in the very beginning of a full investigation. No words. We owe you everything. Love you forever, the band wrote, alongside a photo of Williams, a founding member in 2005. And, obviously, they're saddened by that. Shapiro, 42, was the co-founder of Sound Talent Group, clients of which include the band Sum 41, Story of the Year, Parkway Drive, and his death was confirmed by his talent agency. Hours before the crash, Williams shared a haunting photo, his last from inside the cockpit of the doomed plane. The caption read, "Here we go, G-O-O-O-O. Yeah. At least two other STG employees died in the wreck. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria offered condolences, of course. And I saw they seem to be very... A really tight kind of organization and machinery when it comes to when they spoke to the media initially after this accident, I mean, you had the fire chief or somebody representing the fire rescue, law enforcement there, even had a representative of the military local base, and they were, all were very direct and concise and gave the information that they had. And it was just very professional. So the people in that community, you know, can at least be, you know, if there's some silver lining, proud of some of the people that, you know, are looking out for them. But sad and tragic, nonetheless.
Very much.
All right. I'm done working. When does the party start, Greg?
Oh, I think if you would listen back to the show, you'd be not having a party all morning so long.
Really?
So far. Oh, yeah. It's been a Friday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least I didn't spend the time talking about P. Diddy and all that nastiness he's involved with.
I wonder what's really going to happen there. I mean, do you think, obviously a lot of perverse stuff, to what extent does it become criminal, and at what point, you know, you get the one side, okay, is your career, would it still be okay, or did you totally ruin yourself in the public? And on the other side of that coin is, are you going to prison for it? Those are kind of two different things, because sometimes one happens and not the other.
Is this just a modern-day version, which means everything is accelerated and exaggerated,
mm-hmm.
Like a Hugh Hefner, a modern-day Hugh Hefner? I say that knowing that I think things that took place here are probably far worse, but
oh, yeah.
Of course we're just guessing, but far worse than anything that could have happened in the Playboy Mansion right. or mansions. I guess the idea of, you know, the coercive, possible coercive nature.
Yeah.
But from my understanding, a lot of this case is going to rely on P. Diddy's, I guess, somewhat longtime girlfriend, at least for some period of time, that Cassie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, apparently another rapper's come out and said that Cassie was dating him at the same time she was dating Sean Diddy Combs.
Wow.
Now, look, everybody has to, you know, answer for themselves, but
right.
this would be crucial from in terms of a credibility standpoint. If you're saying you were coerced into doing some nasty things with, you know, other people, I would think the defense is going to point out, they go, well, I mean, you, it wasn't like you were monogamous,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, you were with someone else at the same time you were supposed to be with him. That is going to impact her credibility, I think. It doesn't mean that whatever she says didn't occur.
True.
She could very well tell all the truth, honestly, mm-hmm. and it could very well have crossed legal lines. I don't know, but I'm just telling you the defense is going to take advantage of this information, I'm pretty sure.
The jury of public opinion, where will that land as well? Yeah.
Sometimes it differs from an actual jury.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. I just know that whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
Does not pass the smell test. And uh-huh. I mean
uh-huh.
that literally and metaphorically mm-hmm. and rhetorically mm-hmm. and whatever else way.
All the ways.
Moving along. 9 o'clock stretch. Is coming up next. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 97.3 The Sky.